It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I'm double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Podcast, we're back. We're back. Can only back mourn back. For so long. I mean, come on now, baby boys. We got to get back to work. It's New York. Dougie, 9/11 happened. We were back out selling comedy club tickets 3 days later. What do you think? That was 9/11.
Hey, Ashley, you like to laugh?
Great show planned today. Real Ass Podcast, Wednesday show. Obviously, very dark times here in the New York comedy community. We'll touch on it again. We did a Legion of Skanks, where we discussed the whole craziness surrounding the murder, brutal murder of Dave Kimowitz and his au pair, Karenista Bermutas Bautistas.
So disrespectful.
What? I don't know, man. She doesn't do anything for me.
Okay.
She never did nothing for me, bro. God. What's her name? Kim?
Her name is...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly.
But I'm also not going to try and say it.
Say it.
Know.
It's fun. Just throw different letters out there.
Carolina Solida Totira.
Exactly. Shakira Banana Barina 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 Banana Barina.
Oh, this is fucked up.
It's fucked up.
It feels good.
Hey, man, we're honoring them by laughing. That's what comedians do. this is what it's
super... Shakira Banana.
It's fucked up. Even Zach's.
Come on.
We've got too far.
Please.
What?
Bonita under Ishida.
fuck. I'm sorry, man. I don't know her. What am
Plantena?
I supposed to do? The fact that we're even mentioning her is more than anybody else is doing.
Yes.
Nobody even mentioning
her. We mentioned that she has a name.
Yeah. Kim, it's too fucking hot. It's boiling here already.
I'm so furious
it
you have
crazy.
That.
Crazy. I mean, Kim wants to turn off the air conditioning, and me and Zach are big, fat, fucking...
Well, why don't you guys sit by the AC? You freeze out every guest you have because you guys are fat? You
know, no, because that is the hard nipple air conditioner.
Exactly. Why would we have women?
You guys should sit there. That's a really
good point, actually.
Yeah. Technically, we could, and they could even frame it to where they still put us on that side in the shot.
I mean, it's just... horrible to sit someone in front of an air conditioning and put it full blast because you don't know how to not eat bread.
Wow, Kim Congdon coming out hard for no reason being disrespectful in the wake of this tragedy, for no reason coming out and fat shaming. Different times we have today, ladies and gentlemen. We're here, Real Ass Podcast Wednesday show. Kim Congdon joins us. Katie Boyle joins us. Both of you guys back. This is the second time in the history of the show that we've ever had two females. No, third time we've ever had two females on the show at the same
time. That's
it? Yeah.
You're a pig.
Yeah. You
it's
were part of
be
it.
More than that.
You
it's
were part of it. It was
more.
Alex Scrollano.
And Alex.
And then
Tracy and the girl that didn't talk.
Yeah, yeah.
There's had to be more.
And this is the third. That's
really?
It.
I've never done the show with another girl.
Nope.
Wow.
So kiss. If you guys just saw, by the way, if you wanted fans.
What?
I have a sore throat.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I like getting kiss. Sick.
You're a sore throat? All right, fucking pirate. I'm a sore throat. I don't know.
Oh, you want me to deep throat you?
There's no Irish. That's how I got it.
Oh, deep throating you.
Take that thing right down my throat, Javier.
And then put it in me shitter.
Wow, those are really good. I could never even try an Irish accent. Will you try it? So far from.
Go.
It's so far from.
That sounds like me.
You sound like you had a stroke.
It's so far from what I want to do.
You should have been here for the. You can cut the music now. It's fine. It's you should have been here for the All British episode we did. We're still figuring out the accent we're going to do. Maybe it'll be Irish. That's a fun one to do. But I can only do it in very short.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's with your accents, you're great for a half a sentence.
Yeah, I can really get four or five words out before it just turns into everything. Like it all blends into fucking, you know, one accent. But
thank you for coming to Dublin.
That's always the thing. And the amount of people who have done an Indian accent saying they're doing impressions of me, I'm like, wow. Yeah, it's very bad.
It's not good. Kitty Boy, we are happy to have you back here on the show. Very, very fun. I was going to say, if you guys are both very pretty girls. This is the problem with the comedy community, right? Nobody is sexually harassing anymore. And I shouldn't say that. That's not the issue. That's good, actually. What I'm saying is people are so afraid to be perceived as sexually harassing, they won't just tell you guys to your face that you're hot and that you guys should kiss. So I'm saying I'm one of the only people in the world
still sexually harassing.
With the honesty in the world to say that everyone out there in TV land and internet land would love to watch you guys have a deep, passionate makeout session.
You guys should kiss.
Yeah.
We'll kiss if you guys make out.
All right, you guys go first. Remember this game? It's like you guys go, and the guys, like,
you,
idiots.
You mean
would
this
go,
game I lost every
and
time?
The girls would, like, run away yeah. and be like, you fags.
So Zach found out he was bisexual.
I just keep losing at that game. I'm not even bisexual.
Zach would be like, you guys kiss. He was just talking about himself.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened with me and Bobby Kelly when I sucked the dildo in his pants. That's sort of the story of what happened. So we were having a blowjob competition with Bailey J.
You guys should kiss. Like, I'll suck his dick.
No, Bailey J, who's a trainee porn star. Pretty hot, all things considered.
You want to fuck Bailey J.
Perfect. I don't want to fuck Bailey J. I want to suck.
Let me just put this out there. Lewis wants to fuck Bailey J.
I don't
want to
fuck Bailey J.
Yes, he does.
No, I don't.
Yes, he does.
I don't.
Yes, he does.
Don't. I have a,
Lewis is
I have
into
a,
trans chicks.
I have an AIDS fear. And I believe that AIDS is a higher...
I think Zach just hushed me.
No. I'm mad at the AIDS fear.
Oh.
Why are you mad at AIDS fear?
Because she's a perfect... If you're going to get AIDS.
Get it from her?
Yeah.
No, man. I feel like that's... I'm not even being an asshole here, but isn't AIDS much more prevalent in the trans community?
You can't get AIDS by just kissing a bunch and jerking each other off.
Sucking on her Adam's apple.
Yeah.
Condom. No.
Come
on.
Sorry.
What fucking fantasy world
are
you
I'm living
in?
The fantasy right now. Like, ooh, we're going to fucking...
Ugh.
What?
Nothing.
Kim, shut up. Don't be fucking so transphobic. What's wrong with you? First of all, this is a new world.
I'm euphobic. What are you talking
about? This is...
euphobic.
I'm not going to wear a condom to fuck somebody in the butt.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it higher? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm being just transphobic myself by saying that I think AIDS is higher in the trans community. Maybe I'm crazy. That's
Nate's looking it up.
It's like, even like if it's a hot chick from fucking the Congo, right? Like this hottest chick in the world from the Congo. Pull up Miss Congo. I bet she's fucking.
I'm right here.
That was terrible, but it made me laugh.
So funny. I don't give a fuck.
Kim Congo?
I don't give a fuck what anyone says. That shit's hilarious.
Kim Congo. I mean, honestly, Miss Congo's not even that hot. She's a fucking New York
whore. What's wrong with her lazy eyes?
What has she got to do with it? I thought you were talking about...
What I'm saying is that in the Congo, they have very high AIDS populations. Okay? Oh. So even if Miss Congo comes up to me and she's like, hey, you want to fucking...
Jesus Christ.
No. Aruga. It's Three Stooges.
Even if she came up to me, I would go, okay, you know what? It's not that she has AIDS. It's just that there's more of a chance she has AIDS because of the fucking surrounding parameters. This is not transphobic. This is AIDS phobic. What?
Says transgender people 49 times more at risk for living with HIV.
49 times?
49 times. How good is that pussy?
That bussy?
How good is that pussy? Better be fucking some. It better be top grade, top shelf.
Bussy.
49 times more likely.
Yeah.
Look who's exactly sweating over there. Someone needs the AC up higher again.
Ian Finance must walk around with the music when Sonic's about to drown all the time.
It's good. Oh, shit. Yeah, no, look, pull up Bailey J. She's pretty hot. But so here's what happened. We had a dildo, and we said we were going to do a competition between me and Bailey J.
Who did you have a dildo or did you buy
a dildo? I purchased the dildo.
Yes.
And then we're going to have a blowjob competition. Yeah, she's pretty hot. Look.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I don't even see her face.
I know. I was looking at her stomach.
Just looking at the pussy area.
There was no face in that picture. And you go, she's pretty hot. And Katie goes, she's gorgeous.
I just want that stomach.
No, she looks great.
I look at curves and everything. No.
Okay, give us some more. We can show
some
more.
Maybe give us some face. There's a huge HIV outbreak in Ireland right now.
I don't know, dude. She's got fucking Beavis face.
No, she's pretty cute, Kim.
No, I'm
Kim.
Out. No. Kim. What? That's crazy. No.
She's cute.
No.
What's a Beavis face?
She looks like Beavis and Butthead. I don't know which one, because she looks like one of them.
She's I know what you're saying. Beavis-y. She looks like Butthead. It's Butthead.
Can you pull up a picture of Butthead?
You're
next
saying because her nose points down.
Yeah, she has a Butthead nose. I will give her that. She has a Butthead nose.
Dude, that looks like Bailey J.
She's got a butthead and a butt pussy. Yeah.
A butthead and a pussy? Sounds
she's
like a rap.
Both. And a seven-inch Beavis.
Look, I get what you're saying. She does a Beavis nose, but go back to her for a second. That one, I mean, come on, Kim. Come on.
No, I'm out.
Kim.
I'm out. Kim. Literally, I'm out facially.
No, she's facially,
her body's
she's decent.
Gorgeous.
She's decent facially.
Beautiful.
Look at the one on the left with the short bob.
And she's got.
That's not her.
That is her.
That's not her.
Let me see.
Click.
That's just some other bitch that looks like her.
That might just be her.
That's a counselor.
No, that's Emily. Counselor that's Emily Bailey J.
Emily Bailey J.
She also has Bailey J face. That's weird.
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that must be her before she went into whatever.
Yeah, dude, look at no.
Some guy killed that lady with an axe and took her person out.
Yeah, that has to be her. Yeah.
All right, so anyway, the point is that what I went first to suck Bobby Kelly's dildo. And then as soon as I was done, it was supposed to be Bailey J's turn. And she was like, you know what? I'm good. So it's just me sucking Bobby Kelly's dildo for no reason. There's no competition.
That's hilarious.
A meme now.
Now I think she's hotter.
Yeah, yeah, it was funny.
Lou is the only comic to get outsmarted by a porn star on a podcast.
I got freaking tricked.
Peter Dinklage is American. Do you guys know that?
I did not. I always love that when someone does a different accent for like a whole series.
But it always happens when it's like a British person doing an American accent. You never see an American person playing a
Brit. The weird thing is I'm more familiar with him before Game of Thrones.
Oh, I did not know who you are talking about.
The midget from Game of Thrones.
The midget from Game of Thrones.
He's American?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. Because he's in Bruges.
I have no idea, man. I just thought he was.
I thought he was doing an American accent and other things he's been in.
He's kind of hot.
Yeah. Yeah, you're into him, Kim.
Yeah, I think I'd fuck him.
I think he's hot.
I'd fuck him.
Would you fuck him?
I don't know. But I won't fuck a lot of people. So.
Oh, never mind. We're a whole different conversation here. So I could take two Peter Dinklages in me.
Still not even one full man.
Yeah. I need four to equate to what I need.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that. I just I found that out this morning. So
I forget because I think of him as the boss from Elf.
Oh, whoa! I forgot.
Never watched Elf.
It's such a good
James
movie.
James would love it.
I started watching it with James, and I was way too attracted to the chick. And I was like, "This isn't fucking right. I shouldn't be."
He can't watch movies with attractive women.
No.
Okay.
It's also weird because back then they made movies with attractive women and they don't do that anymore.
I loved when they started putting ugly women in movies. I don't know why. It was so much more real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's like, remember you showed James the Cat in the Hat?
Mm-hmm.
And the mom in the Cat in the Hat has these big fat fucking tits.
Yeah, and she'll like come in and she's like, hello.
Yeah, it's crazy. And she's not like a slut character. She's just a mom.
Yeah.
And for no reason, they just said, fucking, you know what? Tits on the screen now. That's how Hollywood was, and it was a better time. Was it not?
What movie?
Cat in the Hat. Old Hollywood, Cat in the Hat, you know.
That movie's classics. So inappropriate, too. For a child's movie, it's like, it's crazy inappropriate.
Hell yeah.
Isn't one of the Baldwins in this?
Yeah. Look at those titties. Holy shit. All about it.
Do you ever see Dinklage riding around town on a scooter?
No.
He lives in New York?
You'll see him like go around town like, and he's got a little scooter, and it's like he has to know that's a hilarious way to travel. Because I guess he can't take the train.
Right.
It's because too big. People would just be, everyone would see him.
Step on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. They would like, yeah. Oh, everyone would not
get
see
it.
Him. Yeah. He's trying to take a piece of
pizza.
Oh,
like
up the
one
stairs.
Of those scooters.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a Vespa.
Me too.
But it's gayer.
Yeah.
And he just fucking cruises. You see him go around town sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, who's that? Who he's with there?
His probably girlfriend. His
His lady. His old
just
lady.
Got her back in the shop.
That's his old bitch. Oh, those two, they've been going at it for a while.
The old lady.
Yeah, I am. Well, good for Peter Dinklage. But that's it. You know, he's talented, right? He's got an attractive face. He's very talented on one of the biggest shows of all time.
I'd say he's the best looking little person.
Yeah. Oh, he's the hottest.
He's the John Hamm of little people.
I just heard Brad Williams kill himself.
Yeah.
Who's Brad? For fuck's sake.
He jumped off a couch. Yeah.
who's Brad Williams?
He's a comic.
Oh, see, I know nobody. I need to go.
There's a... Yeah, who are there any? Are there very many attractive?
No.
Men, no.
No.
Bobby, we went over the tiny twins.
Yeah, Bobby Hutch sent me on Legion of Skanks the other day. I wish I could find you. He's not here right
What's
now.
The hottest small guy?
There's a stripper who's like a midget. There's a, it's like 2 foot tall midget.
Girl or guy?
Girl.
Yes.
Oh, okay. He's pretty hot.
They use that as a meme for Joe Rogan. They do all the time.
That's great.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. Kim, he looks like a guy you've dated. That guy?
I think I dated him.
Yeah, I'm straight up.
We were sitting the whole time, so I had no idea.
Ralph's falling off.
That's so funny, and that's only for us.
Yeah. She was stuck in the shipping container for 20 years.
She's pickled.
He's like, hey, put on
I've
these
got a bone to pick with FedEx.
He's like, put on these headphones. Listen to this nice podcast they're talking right now.
Oh, shit. I can't even. Let me see. Pull up hot celebrity midgets. Are there any other hot celebrity midgets? No. I'm looking up the top midget entertainers.
Well, there's a really tiny chick, but she was like a baby.
Oh, yeah, that's your man from the Harry Potter one.
Oh, this is the guy from Willow.
Yeah, that shows your age, Katie Boyle. From Harry Potter, you fucking asshole. It's from Willow.
Oh, I don't know what Willow is.
It's from, you don't know what Willow is?
Willow's so good.
You kidding me? You sound and look like you lived in Willow.
Yeah.
Pull up the trailer for Willow right now.
You need to see Willow.
You are a Willow.
Yeah,
Willow.
Your last name should be Willow.
Yeah, Katie Willow. Go ahead, pull up the trailer for Willow. Remember how terrible trailers used to be?
Oh, my God.
Trailers from the 80s and 90s were just garbage. They didn't understand how to put together a fucking production piece.
I watch Willow every Christmas.
It was a different time. It was a time of destiny.
There's my house.
There's Katie.
A time when a child could tip the balance between good and evil.
Why, with my powers, with the strength of my great army, can you not find one little child?
A time for an unlikely hero named Willow.
Tell her I'm not gonna let anything happen to
him. He was kind of handsome back then.
Give that baby to somebody.
I'm somebody.
Mad Mardigan.
A time of scoundrels.
What goes on here?
Uh-oh.
That was so good. All right. Rebels. Got it. You got it. See, Katie, nothing for you. That didn't bring it. Me and my sister literally, and I mean in the literal sense, would recite this movie verbatim like a play for my mom every night before we went to bed.
She slept through the whole thing.
She didn't give a fuck. She was really doped up. But me and my sister, we really did all the
plays are unbearable.
It's true. We did all the voices. We did everything. What?
Can you turn the air off?
I knew you were going to make this awkward by taking the thing.
Now, instead of just me turning it on and off every once in a while, I have to get your attention, pause the show. Look, she's got her arms crossed. We're trying to conserve
her energy.
You were
pointing at her nipples.
Here.
We were like, I know. It's great. You're growing.
Are you cold?
I'm cold.
It's freezing over here. It's not a crazy thing.
All right. Fine, Kim.
Who put the AC directly on two seats?
What's going on with your fucking snazzy, sassy attitude? It's like, what's
up? Ralph. I'm sick of this shit.
You know what? That's right. Funny isn't sexy. Just fucking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to be funny.
Be sexy.
I know you don't know what that is, so.
Sexy or funny? Which one are you talking about?
Both.
I am both. I am funny and I am sexy. Look, we have a great show planned. We're going to start in just a couple minutes. And you guys are going to fucking love it.
Once this shit kicks into gear.
High gear. High gear. What up, baby boys? High gear. Hello. High gear.
Oh, I hate you. It's crazy.
I have my own producers that will fucking throw production around things that I say and do. Good. Good. She's bombing, guys.
I'm not bombing. I'm literally not saying anything.
She's bombing.
Did they take that from the background of your special?
Oh!
You get a mug.
Bitch, you're fired. Bitch, you're fired. Whoever did that guest attack, it's over.
She gets a mug.
She does get a mug. God damn it.
Podcastmerch.com.
Ooh, God damn it. Podcastmerch.com. Fucking Kim gets a mug for landing a guest attack. Do we have a special guest attack mug? We need to make one for the guests specifically. It's got to be just fucking like metal hands with like fire around it. It's got to say fucking guest attack. And they get to take it home with them. And the Real Ass Podcast logo on the other side. Nate, design that before the end of the show. Thank you. I would like to see it before the end of the show. The mug, one side. I swear to God. That with fire and then fucking guest attack and then Real Ass Podcast on the other side.
I'm on it.
Thank you. Come on, Kim. Do you have producers designing mugs for you at the drop of a hat?
Yeah, I use your producers.
It makes me angry.
Yes.
Fuck, it makes me so mad. Let's get some plugs out of the way really quick, and then we will really get this show on the road. Thank you. Katie Boyle, what would you like to plug?
Oh, I have a podcast called The Shift.
Hell yeah. Or, you and Des Bishop.
Yeah.
I listened to you and Des Bishop, the podcast you guys did with Karen Feehan after Skankfest.
Okay, yeah.
And all of the nice stuff that you guys said. Very honest, great conversation. I really like you guys. You and Des are both great. You know, mixed feelings about Karen, but God bless her soul. I love Karen. But yeah, check out their podcast. Very, very funny podcast. Really, really great, unique perspectives. Is that it?
I've Instagram at Katie Boyle Comic.
There you go. Thanks. Very sexy photo. She gets slutty.
I do.
If you guys want to really get the nitty gritty, a lot of thirst trap photos, which I had to explain to my son what a thirst trap was because of which female comedian was it? Was it Karen or was it you, Kim? No, it wasn't you because James, I think that would have.
James would have said something.
That would have fucking mortified
James. He would call me out. He would be like, why are your shorts so short?
Yeah.
Are those shorts or underwear?
That's it might have been say. Karen. It might have been. I think it was Karen. I mean, my son.
Some pig.
I'm looking through my Instagram, just on my Instagram with my son because I post stuff with him and it's just a fucking girl just half naked and he's like, what's that? And I was like, well, James, that's what we call a thirst trap. When girls want attention and they want you to click on the like on their photos and feel good about themselves. I shouldn't say girls. Guys do it too. I'm getting ready to fucking start thirst trapping the fucking shit out of the world, bitches. I'm back. Watch. Okay. Watch. You'll see, Kim. Oh, you'll see. Kim Congdon, what would you like to plug?
What's up, you guys? Follow me on Twitter at Kim Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon as well. I will be headlining my first show this weekend at the Arlington Draft House Friday and Saturday, 7 and 9 p.m. So if you're near D.C., get tickets for that.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Check out my other podcast, Broad Topics, T-O-P-I-X. That's anywhere you find podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, Stitcher. Also check out Stone Science, youtube.com/Stone Science. We get comedians high and we do science fair projects with them. And that's also on the Gas Digital Network.
Awesome. Awesome. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight, comics talking over movies. And hey, last chance. August 11th, I am in Nashville, Tennessee with Capital Wrestling in an intergender tag match. If you're in Nashville, come hang out. It's going to be really, really fun.
Check out the other pods, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, all here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, every episode we've ever done is available on demand at your fingertips. Go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, use the promo code RAP. Premium membership gets you the complete on-demand library to all the shows in the network. Okay, the latest 15 episodes are on iTunes and YouTube, but you get everything on demand when you want it. ad-free, uncensored. There's a four-day pre-release on this show, so it goes to Gas Digital 4 days before it goes anywhere else. You also get the live chat, plus other exclusive member benefits, and the warm, fuzzy feeling that you get knowing that you're helping me, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. Use that promo code RAP. And if you want to see me live, Los Angeles, August 19th, I'll be with the Legion of Skanks and Friends at the Comedy Store. Tickets are almost sold out. Main room, myself, Big J, Dave Smith, Bert Kreischer, Kurt Metzger, Tim Dillon, Annie Letterman, and many, many more incredible comedians. One of the best fucking lineups you're ever going to see for, I think, $20. Come see that show. Podcast sold out very quickly, but you can still get tickets for the live stand-up show. The following weekend, Houston, Texas, holy fucking shit, one night only. I'll be at the Secret Group, which is going to be the location of Skankfest South. Come out and check out these shows. There's two shows, one night only, August 25th, Sunday night, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. The Secret Group is the venue. Go grab your tickets right now, motherfuckers. And if you guys haven't yet, purchase my special, Louis J. Gomez Presents Louis J. Gomez, available here on the Gas Digital Network and anywhere else you purchase comedy specials. All right. All right. Here we go. Let's go with Does It Live. Let's see what happened with this puppy.
Does it live or does it die?
Every once in a while, Shannon brings a Does It Live or Does It Die to the table, and I'm like, finally, this is a good one. This is a puppy. Give me some backstory here, Shannon.
So this is a quote on a nanny cam of a pet sitter that was watching a little puppy.
And she violently throws the puppy. Is that what happens?
Well, you kind of gave it away.
We know that much.
Yeah.
But we're going to guess if the puppy lives or does it die after we watch the video. I want you to try to pause the video right after impact. Just give it a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ready? This is brutal. I saw this.
That was the funniest clip ever. I don't care what anyone says, that shit was hilarious. I don't know why.
I was expecting a lot more gruesome.
Yeah. Do it again. Jenna.
That's just normal.
That's how I pet dogs.
Let's see. Do it again. Let's see. Ooh.
Oh, it lives.
It definitely lives.
I've done worse today to my cousin's dog on my way out the door.
I used to fucking elbow my dog in the head if it looked at me wrong. It's a fucking dog. Yeah. What do you want me to say? Play the whole video. Play the whole thing.
No, we kicked them.
The fucking dog's tail is wagging. I mean...
Oh, he's grand. Look, he's grand. Why are people over here?
Pet sitter slams puppy to the ground. She got frustrated. The fucking dog's tail is wagging.
It must have done something annoying because it's so happy still.
I know. This dog doesn't give a shit.
This dog's annoying as fuck. Who gets slammed to the ground and is excited? It deserved it.
I know. She needed to slam that dog harder. That's what I say. Why are people freaking out about this video?
I assume she threw it at the wall from the description. I know.
So what do you guys think? Does a puppy live or die?
It lives. It lives. It probably gave it a boner. Like, that was so gentle.
What happened, Shin? Does it live or die?
So the dog lives, but it said it is unclear if the dog was injured in the incident.
Unclear? the wagging tail and it went.
And it says that I guess this woman came from the Rover app, so they fired her. They fired her from the app, so she can't work with them anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that wasn't.
That's all.
I mean, I guess if you want somebody to take care of your dog, you don't want them doing that to it. But it's just so, it would be such a minor infraction. You would give them, be like, if they do that again, I'm going to give them a warning.
No. I mean, you don't that person again.
One more time. I might think about saying something.
So she was a dog nanny. I thought she was a human nanny. Dog just was annoying.
Oh, yeah.
So she should really not be throwing the dog.
Though she got really fired from the human nanny.
Yeah, you should have seen. Because humans don't land on their feet. Fucking brutal.
True. I have to stop throwing humans.
I know, you can't do it. I had a friend of mine when we were kids. He heard that cats landed on their feet every time that they had 9 lives. So he was like, what's the worst that could happen here? And he took this lady's cat and threw it off a roof.
And just killed it.
Yeah. He told me the story. Like, I didn't see it. I would have stopped him in the moment.
Let me get my camera.
I had a neighbor and he put my cat in a little mini suitcase and threw it downstairs. The cat was grand though.
It was grand.
It was fine. But it was weird.
Grand sounds like more than okay.
Yeah, like the cat was like, having a fucking ball.
It was like, that was its fetish.
Yeah, the cat was grand. It's like, that sounds like the cat like fucking, It's quite possible for a cat to survive the terminal velocity of 60 miles per hour, as demonstrated by a study done with from 132 cats falling at an average of 5.5.
They made 132 cats fall.
Okay, that had to be the most fun day at the science fair. Like, just...
Was that from your science podcast?
Follow me at youtube.com/stonescience, you guys. We're doing this cat thing.
That's fucking brutal. Who does a study like that?
It was just a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
One time when me and my mom were driving in Puerto Rico, this is a fucked up story. It was like at night, and I remember it was like a really bad part of the neighborhood where like you don't stop your car, like you just go. And there was a box placed in the middle of the road for you to get out and move it. And my mom was like, no fucking way. So she ran over it and it went tutoomp, tutoomp. And then when we turned around, like, a bunch of baby kittens were running out of the box.
Aww.
It was just a box full of kittens.
At least they were running.
Some of them. The ones that could.
Some of the kittens were just fucking just dragging themselves.
They were all in the tire and shit.
Aww.
But obviously someone did that on purpose. They're yeah, like, someone. I'm going with this.
Yeah, it was a weird thing.
Puerto Ricans are animals. I'll be the first.
I think I've told this before. Did I ever tell Sarah my Uncle Dan getting the kitten?
No.
My Uncle Dan has two dogs, so my cousins get a kitten. They had it for a day. Mm-hmm. They get the kitten, like, followed them home. My uncle goes out and gets everything. Litter box, food, spends like a couple $100, all this kitten accoutrement. That night, they have their, like, mom's aunt, like, old-ass aunt, fat aunt, watch them. And she's in a rocking chair. And just...
No.
And snap the cat in half.
Oh, jeez.
They had the cat for a total of a day. Yeah. And then he came home to just a cat in the bathtub bleeding to death.
I squished a baby chicken by accident. In Puerto Rico for Easter, you get your kids baby chickens.
Just stop killing animals in Puerto Rico.
Just stop going to Puerto Rico just in general.
And they dye them. So you can get baby chickens that are like pink, purple, yellow, and then they
look. So that's what she thought when they said dye the kitten. She was like, okay.
And I just dropped a piece of wood on it. And I remember it got squished, and then my dad had to drown it.
I killed a chicken for an art project.
What?
Well, my dad killed it. I needed it for an art project.
Your dog or your dad?
My dad, but it was for an art project.
What kind of art project needs a chicken sacrifice?
A fucking witch school did you go to?
Pretty weird in hindsight. Yeah.
What? Wait, no, it's not pretty weird. It's fucking weird. Why'd you kill a chicken for art?
I'm going to get attacked now from all the animal rights people.
You think animal rights people listen to... No, animals listen to this show.
Okay, good.
You don't have to worry about it.
It was like...
You have to explain to two Hispanic people right now why you murdered a chicken.
I was trying to get into art college, and they had this project. I can't remember what it was, but it's we like, would kill chickens all the time for dinner.
Place a voodoo spell on an enemy. Like, ooh.
So I did like...
Just slamming chicken bones together.
I just did like a photo project of the dead chicken.
A photo project. Yeah. What was a photo project? Okay. Describe it. Stop tiptoeing around this. Yeah. Okay.
Whatever she did was fucked up because she's giggling in between it.
It was something. Oh, okay. It was really fucked up. Fuck. It was like a meat grinder. God.
All right. Rewind.
Hold on. We need to slow this story down. We need to pull it back.
Because
this is like a movie where it's like they show this crazy thing with a chicken and a meat grinder and blood all over Katie's face. And then we go three months earlier.
Oh, so you want to go to art school? Fancy yourself a bit of an artist.
I think there was a team and you had to do a project. And I think it was life and death. So I think I was like, oh, I'll do the mentalist thing and I'll get into art college.
And you wanted to do real death.
Yeah, so I was like.
Because you could have just drawn a coffin.
Yeah.
With some bats.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. So I was trying to be like out there so I could get
in. So how did you heard about this life death thing. You get this idea for life and death. What was the idea? Because I can't even remember that much.
I just remember
that whole chicken died for you not to remember the art project.
I didn't get into that art college.
You didn't?
No, they're probably like, what a psycho.
Yeah, of course. You fucking killed a chicken for the application.
You know, like on TV where it was like they would have you draw like an egg to get into the art college? Katie's like, I'm going to bring it to another level.
I'm going to sacrifice a chicken in front of them.
Go ahead. So
we used it to eat it afterwards. So it was grand.
Oh, you did eat it.
Yeah, that's less bad.
Yeah. Okay.
That's less bad.
Yeah, because we would kill the chickens for food all the time. So I didn't actually kill it, but.
But your dad, how'd your dad kill it?
He just rang its neck. Like,
he called it.
He's really boring on the phone.
Clock, clock. Hello?
God, my roommate's a vegan.
So
guess what?
Did you watch him kill the chicken?
No, I don't think so.
No, he just showed up with a dead body.
He just goes, here you go.
I've been to a cockfight.
Have you really?
Yeah. You know what they do? They tie knives to the chicken's leg. Because when they fight, they kick each other in the chest.
That's not true, though.
Is that actually
how they do it?
I promise you.
Razors on their feet.
Yeah, I promise you. And they kick each other in the chest, and the last one alive after kicking each other repeatedly. They stab each other repeatedly.
I thought they were just fucking violent ass chickens, and they were just petting each other to death.
They give them like Freddy Krueger gloves.
Oh, can we please see this?
Yeah, I've been to a cockfight that got broken up by the police, and like everyone had to run, and I didn't even know I was at a cockfight. I was just at this Hispanic person's house, and there was a bunch of people there, and I strolled to the backyard, and then there was like cocks fighting. So I was like, I'm gonna watch this. This is insane. And then the cops come in, and they're like, "Whoa!" And they break open this fence. All the horses get out. There's Mexicans running in the woods. It was fucking nuts.
Kim just heard, somebody said there's a cock in the.
I thought I was going to a gangbang. Yeah. This whole time.
As soon as she heard there's a cock, she started running toward the backyard. And
she had $40 in her hand, going, "The black one, the black one."
Is there footage of a cockfight? I never knew that. I'd heard about that, but I thought that was sort of like an old wives' tale sort of thing where it's like, oh, yeah, they put fucking knives on the chicken.
Oh, no, that's
definitely. It's a real thing.
Let's see. Get some volume at least.
Whoa.
That's hilarious.
Wouldn't you wear closed-toed shoes to referee this?
They're crazy though. We had one and he would just go at you. I don't like them.
I would beat the shit out of any chicken in the world.
They taste so good. I love to eat them.
Me
chicken
too.
Is so delicious.
Chicken is one of the most.
It's
underrated
also like
meats.
It is
so good.
It is. If you think about when you order wings, I mean, that's like eight chicken souls. Like the souls of like
it's
like,
so many chickens.
It's no, so four. Many chickens for like a fucking a pile of wings.
Yeah, four. He can't do math, but it's okay.
Wait, one, two, three. So
well,
two.
Yeah, it's two.
I can't either.
Me neither.
This is the flat piece, and this is the
So they got four of those. One chicken.
So yeah, four per chicken. But you know, you get a 12-piece chicken.
Oh, you get 12. I was thinking eight.
Yeah,
chicken wings. I love chicken
guy.
Wings.
I love chicken wings.
I was eating chicken wings at a restaurant and a woman came up to me and she was
like, you want to go to art school?
Yeah, she was like, did you get it? No, she's a black woman. And she said, I hadn't spoken. And she goes, you know, you're not a American white woman by the way you're eating those wings. I was like eating the bones. So really like chicken.
Just sucking the fucking juice out of the
marrow.
Yeah. Dude, I sometimes see black people eating chicken wings and I'm like, you know how racist people are looking at you right now, right? There's like really good like in like Harlem. You ever see this? Like,
no comment, but yes.
It's fucking, I do that.
Dude, I know, but it's just like doggy. Like, you just can't. You can't.
It's the same reason I didn't stab you in our relationship.
Yes, exactly.
I was like, I don't want to be stereotypical.
I know exactly. I'm not being racist here. It's just
why I'm trying to get my credit up. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if I was black, I wouldn't eat fried chicken wings in public. And if I was going to, I would do it in a pretty. I would be very.
Oh, me and Lewis got food the other day. We watched
some
bitch.
Fork and knife.
We watched some bitch in Harlem order an eggs Benedict and then be furious when the egg came out not cooked.
No. The egg came out poached. She was like, "What is a poached egg? What is a poached? I don't know what poached is."
She sent it back, then got them scrambled.
She got them scrambled
and put them back on top of the hollandaise sauce, and then added like
no. She didn't. No, at first, she was like, "I don't even know what hollandaise sauce is." I was listening the whole time, being racist in my head. You're just in your own head. I was
shocked.
This woman was. I mean, it was a borderline homeless woman, big fat black chick. She got a cane. She got bags of garbage with her, and she's in like a pretty nice restaurant. And we're like, "This is fucking. This is the problem with gentrification." So she fucking sits there, and she starts going like, "What is this? Is this?" I want an English muffin and I want eggs. So, and she was like, all right, let me get the sauce on the side because she didn't know what hollandaise sauce is. Then they came out with the poached eggs and then she was furious. Then she sent them back and she came out and they just put scrambled eggs on top of the fucking English muffin with the hollandaise sauce on the side. And then it was just.
She just ate it separately. Like, it was so insulting.
It made Kim so
food.
Angry because
oh
she
God.
Loves a good Benedict.
I do. Cumberbatch.
One time I was at the Port Authority and I watched the greatest Mexican lady, black lady conversation that's ever happened. Mexican lady online buying a bus-ticket, black lady, obviously, behind the glass. And they're arguing, and the Mexican lady's trying to slide change under the glass. She's like, please, please take, I need bus. And finally, the black lady goes, honey, Doze is foe to Chuck E. Cheese. She was trying to buy a bus token. My favorite part about that is, which president did she think was a cartoon mouse?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's not...
The black lady accepted him and put him in her pocket. Yeah. She was like, but I'll take him.
Yeah. It's not a...
I got some fighting to do later.
I will need these. You're right. You're right.
You ain't wrong, sweetie.
You're lucky I'm going to Chuck E. Cheese this weekend.
I got traded to do Honey Child.
Honey Child.
Black people hear the Rocky music when they step at the Chuck E. Cheese.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and talk about Monday.com, which is one of our brand new sponsors here on Real Ass Podcast and many of the shows on the network. Monday.com is a team management tool that we just started using here at Gas Digital. I know that the team has been ranting and raving about how much easier...
They look relaxed, like they're on vacation.
I know. Honestly, maybe we should start paying them less because Monday.com is making their lives that much easier. I don't
kinda
like
doing
that.
Their job for them.
I know, yeah, seriously. Right. Now we're going to be slashing prices. If you want your business to slash prices and possibly get rid of some of your less useful team members, Monday.com is the way to do it. Okay. Instead of email spreadsheets, random audio files, whiteboards with to-do lists, and random post-it notes, Monday.com organizes and tracks everything in one place. It takes almost no time to set up, and it's really, really easy to use. Okay. Shannon, do me a favor, pull up the Real Ass Podcast, Monday.com. Page. So right here, we can all log in, everyone on the team, and we could all share ideas for notes, guest books, ad reads, records, all the post-production notes. If something needs to be done, we could put accountability on it, assign to-do lists, assign tasks. Everything is organized in one place, so you don't have to be searching through a billion emails. I mean, think about how many emails you get daily, and having to organize that entire thing is crazy.
And everything's in one place that everyone has access to, so nobody would be like, I didn't know about that.
Exactly.
I wasn't there for that meeting.
It's perfect. So like, if I have a video that I want to show Shannon, I can upload it directly to Monday.com. We don't have to worry about going back and forth. We don't have to worry about, oh, where is it? Let me find it in this email. It's in one place. It's super easy to use. You can incorporate it into everything. The platform is suitable for any size team, from two freelancers working together to thousands collaborating across the globe. And it also puts an end to long, boring meetings. I'll tell you, I've talked about this a lot. Time is money. The amount of time that people love to just get together and talk shit for no reason and just to go, oh, well, we had a meeting. We did work today. Forget that, okay? Get the work done. Get everything in one place. It's super easy to organize. Monday.com is the website. And what you have to do right now, if you go to Monday.com/RAP, they're going to give you a 14-day free trial on the premium service. 14-day free trial, Monday.com/RAP. There is no commitment. You can check out Monday.com and see for yourself how helpful their software is. So one more time, that is Monday.com/RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. And make sure you use that exact link because that's how we get credit for sending you there. That is Monday.com/RAP. Okay, where were we? What happened with this Photoshop? This guy Photoshopped his girl, or asked people to Photoshop his girlfriend out of a photo?
So yeah, he put a post up on Twitter of just him sitting in front of the Grand Canyon with his girlfriend and said, can someone please Photoshop my girlfriend out of this? I'd still like it. I just want me in it.
That's great.
Oh, because they broke up.
That's right. And so people responded with, well, different stuff.
Let's see. What they respond with? With Shannon? They put Shannon in there? Batman.
Just put Batman next to him.
Got it. That's funny. Okay. All right. That's cute. I got it. So we, all right. So we were going to do something similar, right?
Well, yeah. I figure our fans are way more trustworthy than the people on Twitter.
I know. They wouldn't do that to me.
They wouldn't do that to you. And I know that you and Kim have just broken up recently. So I saw this picture. And I thought maybe we could just put this out on the Twitter.
I would love
to. You look good there.
I was saying, Lewis definitely wants to save this picture because that's a good Lewis body.
That's a fucking great. That's Vegas weekend.
That might be pinnacle Lewis body.
No, it's not. That's not the best shape I've ever been in.
Now we have to hear about the fight again. Great. Why'd you pull this up? Oh, no.
First of all, put that out on the Twitter. I would love for them to Photoshop Kim out of it and just, you know, nice and simple. Nothing stupid, nothing dirty, nothing racist.
Put me in Stylebender's arms.
You cunt. He's going to Photoshop me out of it. Just different guys. Just
so put funny me in the background of someone else.
Yeah, I no, that wasn't the best shape I was ever in. That was fight shape. That was the thinnest.
That wasn't the best shape. The best shape you were ever in is when we first started dating and we both did keto that really hard for like that month. First 6 months when we were trying to like impress each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were on it for like 3 months or something like that. And you were ripped.
I was ripped. That's how I got Kim. I tricked her.
Yep.
Some would say that's some rape. Sort of rape.
I do. So I'm someone.
Some, you know, the special victims unit might call that rape. It's not rape.
Rape.
I bought the thing, you know, on Instagram that gives you better posture. Have you seen those? The thing where you put it on and you go.
Has it been working for you?
No, because I don't wear it. Because anytime I hug a girl, she could feel my bra. It's like, why are you wearing a bra? I had literally 3 people ask me why I'm wearing a bra. And I was like, okay, so I'd rather have bad posture.
Just say it's a back brace.
That's even weirder.
Just say
and
you
creepier.
Hurt your back. No,
that's not. Then I'm lying.
Or say I hurt my shoulder. Yeah,
how
who cares?
Herbie is it to lie?
Just lie.
I
who
hurt
cares?
My shoulder. No, I gotta be like, no, I have fucking bad posture, and I bought the Instagram posture.
That's so much more embarrassing than saying
it's actually
I hurt
a papoose. Where's my baby?
Do that. That's funny.
James! You have to do that bit every time someone feels your bra.
Dude, it's fucking brutal. I mean, it does kind of work because what it does is it. Imagine somebody.
It makes it uncomfortable for you to.
Pushing, right?
Yeah, just imagine somebody pushing back on your shoulders at all times. And you just kind of, you're reminded at all times, like, oh shit, my shoulder should be back. That's it.
It's so comfortable to sit lazily like a fat slob, though.
Last time I did this podcast, it really made me aware how bad my posture is because one of your fans put my back posture that looked like boobs onto Sharon's face. And then ever since then, every time I do a podcast, I'm like, ugh.
All right, I like it. I like the creativity of the fans.
Yeah, me too. They're awful.
Yeah, but it's like, no, I have bad posture. But I have to fucking be reminded constantly. So, but I can't wear that. My body was not the best it's ever been. The best it's ever been, it wasn't even then, Kim. The best my body's ever been, I mean.
When you were born?
When I worked at Equinox, I mean, I was fucking ripped. I'm talking about abs. Like, straight up, I got down to like 192 pounds, just shredded, lean, muscular. And I'm about to, I turned a corner this week. I know I've said that. Don't roll your fucking eyes at me, okay?
Okay.
Kim?
Sorry.
Don't roll your fucking eyes at me. I turned a corner this week.
Okay.
Here's what happened. If you guys didn't hear, my friend Dave Kimowitz died. My good friend Dave Kimowitz. Maybe I shouldn't mock that. Okay, it's a serious thing. Okay?
No, it's really serious. Dave Kimowitz and Hukurikiriki.
Chiriki Mishmishmi.
Chiriki Mishmiki.
Chiriki Mishmiki.
Chorizo Morizo.
I think her name is Karen. I swear to God. It's Karen Bermuda.
I think it is too.
Burrito, pafrito, safritas. Yeah, we know what it is, baby.
I'm sorry.
Stop mocking this woman, okay? You fucking disrespect your culture.
Arroz con gandulas.
Arroyos papayas.
Guava.
You're making me hungry.
You get some churros, girl.
I want some guacamole.
Chorizo, cafritos.
This is really fucked up.
Paprika,
oh my God.
Conchitos.
Paprika.
Paprika.
Paprika. Yeah. That's her name.
Sorry. Her middle, maybe, but it's definitely
probably.
Not.
I don't know.
It's definitely not.
So don't mock the whole situation, okay?
Okay, sorry.
I turned a corner when my friend Dave died, okay? I swear to God I did. I was like, I remember the amount of times that me and Kim Woods have had conversations about working out and being parents and fucking just trying to be healthier for our kids. And it really made me go, you know what? I want to fucking get back in shape. And something snapped in me.
Ugh, there's nothing more annoying than Lewis when he decides to get back in shape because then he's
I'm really glad you could make this about you.
He turns into like a.
So I'm saying it's technically a positive. If I'm not saying like overall, when you consider how much good I do for the world when I'm in shape, the listeners, they all get in shape. I motivate. In fact, you know what, Shannon? Give me some sort of big explosion.
What?
Real Ass Body Challenge is back, baby boys.
Sometimes it really surprises me that you have a child.
He's really made the breakup so easy.
Yes.
That's kind of what I was going for. Good job. Real Ass Body Challenge is back. We did it years ago. Years ago. Body Transformation Challenge. And Shannon, you're in it. Nate, you're in it.
Hey.
And this is the music anytime we talk about this challenge now.
It's actually, I want to show you what this music looks like in YouTube.
Yes.
That's
fuck
terrifying.
Yes.
That's you, Lewis.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel right now. Dude, I can't. Listen to me. Nate, I need you to do research, and I need you to get me the best steroid stack the dark web has to offer.
On it.
Thank you. I don't know anything about steroids, and I don't have the time to
do
the research.
You could just go to the doctor and save a sore throat.
I could just get that for you.
I have a sore throat?
I got steroids last week.
You had steroids for your... Yeah, but you got throat steroids.
Is it different? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I need some fucking big ass peck and
Two people in that room, you asked Nate where to get steroids?
Shannon,
I can have them for you tomorrow.
My problem is Shannon doesn't understand exercise science, obviously. Okay.
Steroids aren't exercise science.
Yes, they are.
I've dated enough guys. I know what they take and what it does.
All right. What do you recommend that I take? I want to get Jack fucking Diesel. I'm talking about fucking power. When I walk in the door, I headbutt doors. But I'm here, bitch. Let's go.
Say D-ball and HGH.
Fucking just walk into Joe Rogan, kiss him on the mouth, like, or do nothing. You'll do nothing.
Oh, his little legs just going.
Let's go. It's my fucking podcast now.
You open your mouth, he crawls out like a spider.
Yeah. God. What? Oh, what do I take?
I said it. I mean, from what I remember, D-ball and HGH.
HGH.
Those are two of the friends from Friday.
That's hilarious.
That's really
funny. Oh my
God. That was really funny. Shannon, I don't need human growth hormone. I'm already massive. I'm a monster amongst men.
Okay.
Mm. Okay, I don't need growth. I need to fucking have the energy. Here's what I need to do, okay? I need to, because this is what when I used to work out a lot, I used to take sort of like energy drinks, but like pre-workout, like...
the NOS?
Protein?
Yeah, sort of like, no.
I've never seen anyone work out and try and diet more than Lewis.
What?
All you do is diet.
No.
And like we're in, do these diets.
I fell off for a while.
No, you always fall off. Like it's, but you live your whole life like.
You fall off.
Starting.
Falafel.
Fall off.
I love some falafel.
You fall off. Really
right you guys want to get some falafel? It sounds delicious. What were we talking about? I'm hungry.
Lamb.
No.
No.
I used to take these pre-workout
Stop!
Drinks.
Stop!
What? I'm motivating my fucking niggas out there right now.
Oh, boy. That's better. At least keep going. At least bring that back.
I'm motivating them. They're out there going like, dude, they're living right now, my fans, all of them. They're fat, disgusting animals. They're living sedentary lifestyles. Okay? First time I ever nailed that word. And right now I'm motivating them to see, look at Zach. He's fucking fat, but now look, he's fucking motivated.
No, I'm not.
See? I'm motivating the fans by being this way and by living the journey through them. And I'm telling you right now, I have people hit me up. Thank you. Thank you, Shannon.
It's just so obnoxious how on board they are to do this for you. Stop.
I want to lift right now. I want to get a pump.
Ew.
Holy shit. I'm sweating. So, all right. Thanks, Shannon. The drinks that I used to drink, okay, were these like pre-workout drinks, and they would give you a fuck ton of energy. And they were like, the whole angle was they were like, but you're burning fat. They make you burn fat more, right? I don't even know what type of drinks they were. It was all bullshit. It was like essentially, Red Bull times 10, right? It was like crazy. But you would get so jittery that if you didn't work out, you would physically and emotionally abuse your loved ones. So you have to go work that energy off. Otherwise, you're a fucking ball of fire, baby boy.
You know what you should take then? Clenbuterol.
Clenbuterol.
Yeah, it's something that people with asthma take, but it's going to speed up your metabolism, and that will help you rip up.
Okay, speed up my metabolism. Love that. Clenbuterol. Yeah. And, but does it make me, when I take it, do I go, fuck, I better work out or I'm hitting?
Yeah.
I'm hitting. If I don't get into the fucking gym, I'm hitting something.
Yes. Definitely dated guys who did not go to the gym.
That's exactly what
drinking that.
Yeah, that's exactly what your personality needs.
I have a Clenbuterol personality. That's already what I
am. Your name should be Glenn.
Glenn. Hi, I'm Glenn. Clenbuterol. How do you find Clenbuterol?
You'd have to buy it illegally because it's a prescription.
Meet me in this diner parking lot.
Nate, do me a favor, really quickly, get on Clenbuterol. Also, do you have the mug?
Clenbuterol.
You have the mug? No. Let me see. This is the guest
Nate
attack.
Nate is so
mug.
Good.
This is a guest attack mug.
You're so not Harrington.
So
imagine I told Harrington to design a mug during the show.
So he would have just changed his
mug.
Face.
This is one side of it, and then the other side of the mug will have this.
Yes.
It's great.
That's yes. Great. That's exactly what...
You would have gone into our college.
See?
Yeah.
No chickens had to die for that mug. I like it. So, can we also send that over to the printing side and have Kim leave with a mug?
I can do my best.
You just want a mug, bitch.
I like that. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Buterol.
Thank you, Mr. Buterol.
Thank you. And also find out how much Clenbuterol is. Is it Clenbuterol? Am I saying this right?
It sounds like a whiskey.
Clenbuterol. Yeah.
Clen.
I also know that there's a, if you take too much, you have a heart attack, basically.
You don't need anything that moves your heart in any way. Leave your heart alone for a little bit.
That's the sweetest thing you've ever said to me.
Leave say my heart's heart perfect. Alone.
You say my heart's perfect the way it is.
It's perfect the way it is.
Now give me that Clenbuterol! That Buterol Clenbuterol! That Buterol Clenbuterol!
I like that song.
What, my Clenbuterol song?
Yeah,
and some shit for horses! Okay, I don't want to say what wrestler I've heard this about, but now that I've been like in wrestling, I hear funny stories about wrestlers from my childhood. And one of them was on horse steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to go do like an indie show with like no one there. But with horse steroids, if you take too many, your hands close up like hooves.
Oh, no.
No.
And this guy's finish was either a choke slam or a power bomb. You can figure this out.
Choke slam or a power bomb.
He was kind of a psycho.
Oh, yes.
What's a power bomb, first of all? Let me see if I can figure it out.
Where you grab somebody and throw them on their back, basically.
Yeah, this guy was...
Both, you need grip for either of these things.
Right.
And he turned around.
This guy was vicious.
Yes. And but his hands closed in the middle of the match, and they went for the finish. And he just turned around and looked at this poor kid who was like a young wrestler. He's like, give me your finish. And he couldn't do it, so he just knocked all his teeth out.
No. Because
he was a horse. He just went, no!
Let's see.
Yes, that is a power bomb, more or less.
Why there did he knock his teeth? I thought it's fake.
No. But he just, because he was a horse and he was crazy, he just went, no!
I've been trying to get my son into pro wrestling lately. So I finally, the other day, because we wrestle on my bed all the time, and he's like, he's a fucking monster. First of all, he throws full hardcore contact overhand rights to my face.
He's like trying to alpha you already, by the way. He like talks shit about you when you walk away about how he's stronger than you. It's like crazy.
Why? What did he say to you?
When you walked away from him, he was like, hey, I don't know if you know this, but I've been doing jujitsu. He was like hitting on me.
Yeah.
He was like, I've been doing jujitsu, so my muscles are getting big. He's like, my dad thinks he's stronger than me, but he's not. And he like put his hand over his mouth and whispered, he's not. And then like went like this and like kind of like
showed
flexed. But then when you came back, he put his arms down not to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
It was like he was sparing you. I'm going to fuck you up in 5 years.
I'm going to drill him in the face when he gets home tomorrow. As soon as I see him, I was like, oh, yeah, give me a hug. Boosh.
Who's stronger now?
Yeah. All you got to do is really program that into his head one time and then he'll never get over that fear.
He thinks he's alpha.
I know. That's what happens when you don't hit your kids.
Yeah. That's
peaceful parent psych.
Go ahead.
It's like seeing a punch buggy.
Punch baby.
Punch baby, no punch back.
Zach. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I taught Kim that.
Yeah, but you had some fucking funky rule.
Yeah, if you put your finger in it, then you get to punch me twice.
That's how we started dating. Yeah.
And then if you do it over the shoulder.
Rules for dating, Kim. If you put your finger in it, you get to punch me twice.
It's called it's called Cheerio, right? But you do Cheerio, and if they look at the hole, you punch them. If they put their finger in the hole, they punch you twice. And if you do over the shoulder, they get to punch you 10 times. Or if they punch you for no reason, it's 10 for contact. Those are the rules.
This was family game night at Lewis's house.
Yeah. We used to do Doors No Peggy.
What's Doors No Peggy?
Yeah.
If somebody farts.
This means your friends would listen to the doors and they wouldn't let Zach in the room?
Thank you. It was something like if you fart, if you call Doors, anyone can punch you until you touch a door. But if you yell No Peggy first, it was like your safe.
You do in elevators too. We would do this. As kids, we would just do this.
We just beat the shit out of each other.
But you yell corners in the elevator. And whoever's not in a corner, you beat the shit out of, like you punch him in the arms.
Yeah.
So we would just do this like with random people. We wouldn't hit the people that were randomly in the elevator. We'd hit each other. But there'd be some like old lady like in an elevator with us like six teenagers. We'd be like, corners! And in the middle of her, it turns into a mosh pit. And she's like, oh, help, help. It was great. Padiddle. That's where...
Padiddle.
I don't remember.
Is that in the car?
Yeah, if you
we
see
used to
car,
call it sex.
Oh, we did that. No, but it's called Yellow Reg. So if you've seen a British car reg, which is a Yellow Reg, you'd have to punch the person.
Oh, no, so no, no. Ours was way different.
And you had spoons, out. Too.
Yeah, we had spoons. Spoons is fucking crazy. Sex was if you see a car with their headlight or taillight out, you go, sex, and everyone hits the roof of the car, and the last person to hit it has to take off an article of clothing.
Oh, that's you're very so different. Whore.
Being a fucking hot chick.
She's driving
in high
around
school,
with my sister, you know.
Anyways, it was a long family road trip.
It's a different world.
And spoons.
What spoons?
Bro. Okay, so I grew up in a very... Did I told you about this?
Well, you talked about it on my show.
Oh, okay. So I grew up in a really racist neighborhood, and there was one part of town called University, where it was like the black part of town.
It was named ironically.
Ironically.
And
Smart Work Hardville.
Pew, pew. What they would do is they would drive through the neighborhood and you brought a spoon with you as the game. And the rule was you had to find the biggest, scariest black man you could find walking down the sidewalk. And you had to chuck a spoon at him. And the only rule in the game was if you missed him, you had to go pick it up.
That's horrifying, right?
What?
I would be... So
I
terrifying.
Would rather say Candyman in the mirror five times.
But the same thing happens?
Take my chance.
Wait, did you ever miss?
No, I mean, I never played.
That's why you summon Candyman?
I want it's that to be said. I've never played it.
He shows up and seven teenagers fling spoons at him.
Oh, bees.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
did I ever tell my Candyman story on this show?
No, what was it?
When I was working at the haunted, I used to work at a haunted house, shocking. And I had a bit where we would take somebody from each audience and they would scare their friends. But they fucked it up every time and I was playing like a redneck character. So basically when they fucked it up, I would just scream at them that they were idiots and to entertain the other people in the haunted house and make fun of them. So one night, middle of the night working and, three hot girls come in and they're dressed as like Freddy, Jason, and Michael Myers. And their friend is supposed to scare them. Open the door, friend's supposed to scare them. And it's just a dude dressed like Candyman standing there. And I'm like, great, Candyman's fucking retarded. And I pull him out and it was a man with Down syndrome
no.
dressed as Candyman.
Oh,
so what
no.
their friend saw was just me go, great, he's retarded. And push a retarded guy at them.
Oh my God. Oh,
that's so funny.
Oh, shit. I don't think I'm ever going to get over the game of spoons.
It's really fucked up. I need to note that I never played. I just know about the game. I've never played.
I feel like that's a game that nobody really plays.
We used to play IRA, where you'd like...
Take taxes.
You murder
people.
Somebody oh, wait, from Northern Ireland.
It's the IRS. No, they definitely did not do that. You would just be on one side, and if you're on the IRA side, you'd have to find the... other people and then you beat them up when you find them.
What's IRA side though?
The than people who beat people up.
Like, wait, you just identified as IRA?
IRA is an Irish terrorist organization.
Oh.
And they like blew up a few people and stuff.
Okay. Yeah,
this is big in the 90s and 80s. They were blowing churches up and killing people for aborting babies.
So as kids, we would play the game. Where
so it was just like that. Smear the Queer. Like you just picked one person to beat up.
Smear the Queer?
Smear the Queer. Yeah, that's our version of IRA.
Okay, yeah. Then I guess.
Yeah.
It was scary. I used to run and then just go home. Because they'd really beat you up when they'd get you.
They'd legitimately beat you up.
Yeah, girls and boys.
They'd like punch you in the face.
They'd punch you in the stomach pretty hard.
Oh, that's not bad. It's not beating up. If you're not being punched in the face, you're not really being beaten up.
Okay. I think some of the guys got punched in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That's right. So let's talk about this really quick. What happened? They were saying that they did a study and men don't recycle because they want to avoid looking gay.
I can see that. I can totally see that happening and it being a thing. Men ruin everything. I'm sorry. I know it's 99.9% I saw a girl post this article. Demographic.
And she was like, you know, like, yeah, most men, but my boyfriend today came and picked up my garbage because him and his roommates are composting. And all I wanted to be like, what a fag.
Yeah. Yeah, composting's gay.
Yeah,
but
come on.
It's not about, is it looking gay? They did a study. Is this a survey?
Yeah, it's research. And this is one of the deterrents for going green is fear their sexual orientation will come under question. That's true. Yeah.
Nobody fucking.
That's so true. I mean, can see
people
that.
Really care?
Yeah, I can see that happening.
I'm just lazy.
You guys are just inherently not good. I don't know what to say. You have your pros like everything else, but for the most part,
I feel like do you make a big deal out of recycling?
And rape, no, and that's also because I don't want to have to take
it's
down.
All men.
True,
it's all men.
Yeah.
Do what'd you say?
I don't want to take down fucking bajillion beer cans by themselves.
I do to a certain degree. I will recycle a little bit here and there, but it's not like a fucking rule where I'm like freaking out. It's like, oh my god, I gotta go.
And recycling doesn't matter in New York City because old Asian ladies in gardening hats are gonna go through everything and take the cans out anyway.
Yeah,
but they're recycling it.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't matter what bin you put it in.
Oh yeah,
because fucking these old ladies are gonna take the cans anyway.
Good point. Thank I you. Never litter.
I don't anymore.
No, I don't either. I feel so bad.
That's
I
not
feel...
true, Kim. You're a liar.
I don't litter.
You're a littering liar.
No, I don't litter.
Do you remember? Me and Kim had an actual legitimate argument about this the first week she moved to New York City.
Oh, God. Yeah. And you know what? You are right about this, but yeah,
what?
I read it the other day that it's not good for the environment. But
it doesn't even matter if it was good for the environment. That's not even the fucking point, you
it's
psycho.
It's not littering, technically.
Okay.
What was it?
Banana peel.
Oh, I do that. That's not littering. It's a banana peel. You throw it on the ground.
You do a compost on the fucking middle of Manhattan.
You're not supposed
to. You put it in the grass.
No, she didn't put it in the grass. And also, it's not going to decompose.
I did put it in the grass. I put it on the side by a tree. Yeah, I specifically remember.
It was hold on. It was one of those metal grates. You know, the trees are surrounded in metal. She literally put it next to the tree on top of metal. I'm not even lying about this.
So a bird can see it. A squirrel.
They're going to look at it.
And then they're like, ooh, a new jacket.
They're going to get their friends to fall in.
No, banana peel's fine. You see people just throwing... They're, you know,
if you took the green part of a strawberry and you chucked it in the grass away from where anyone could step, I would go, fine, that's not I wouldn't call that littering. A banana peel, in order for it to compost, even if you throw it in the middle of the grass, it's what is going to be months before it breaks.
What do you think? Are bananas made of plastic? Months
before it breaks down into the earth and becomes part of the earth and becomes compost.
This is coming from a guy who just said, I don't really recycle.
I'll kill you. I will fucking kill you. Cross me again. Smear the Queer. NRA. Nigger knocking. Let's rock and roll.
Whoa. It was called Spoons, but close.
And it's IRA. It's different game, not N or A. What's that? Gun control?
Nigger knocking is where you would
ding
go.
Ding dong ditch.
Oh my God.
Ding dong ditch.
We had a different word for that, but now I'm realizing that maybe it was offensive. Why did you call it that? Why is it called that?
Because you would go and knock on a door and then run. And it was just, game was called Nigger Knock.
It was called Knickknacks in Ireland.
Knickknacks.
Yeah, so
she said Knickknacks.
No, Knickknacks. Or maybe it wasn't that. But I thought it was Knickknacks.
We called it Ding Dong Ditch, like good normal people.
I think it's like Knickknack.
Yeah. Ding dong ditch. But if a black person answered the door, you would hit him with a rock.
Fuck off.
It was crazy. No, that's the Florida rules. Oh, you're yeah.
Yeah.
If a white person, you would just go, ha ha.
You'd be like, I'm here to sell you this thing from my school.
I got in so much trouble for doing that. I had a friend's mom say that I was the ringleader. Ringleader, thanks. I was getting the two words mixed up in my head, yeah. Which I don't seem like a ringleader of anything. She screamed at me in the street. I never forgot it.
And she said you were the one organizing the
ding-dong ditch
party. Yeah,
she said I was the trouble.
Oh, no.
Were you trouble, Katie? There's been a few times where you told me where people have accused you of being trouble.
What's your secret?
I'm secretly trouble.
I feel like you're secretly bad.
Yeah, just a little. I'm quietly bad.
Imagine Katie and Kim just started making out like deeply right now.
You know what's fucked up? As I was speaking to you, I watched Lewis's attention turn to watching us talk on the TV. And I just know when he's like, got this like fucking gross horny face on, and then that's the next thing he said. So I was right. I really do know. Like,
the fans would fucking love it.
Okay.
You would. I will tell you right now. They would probably follow you guys via Instagram or Twitter.
They already do.
More of them would.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I mean, like, no offense to Katie, but she's got a sore throat.
I do. The doctor said don't kiss anyone who has a sore throat.
All right.
I don't.
I thought I got mono off some guy.
What if you guys just play with each other's boobs? I didn't.
I'll play with my boobs.
Katie, don't give it to them. Don't do it.
I thought that would be I did
more funny than sexual. And then it was just sexual.
It was just sexual. So I'll play with my boobs.
Lewis, we have a submission from Twitter from the picture that we posted on Twitter.
Alrighty, look at that. Oh, fuck yeah, even better.
That's pretty great.
That is great.
That makes me kind of horny.
Right? Kim, imagine two Lewises.
Two skinny Lewises.
And he's shorter.
Your belly buttons look like they're going to kiss.
Yeah. They look sad.
I know what that space in between his stomach smells like in that picture. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty good shape there. Damn. I was lean. I was lean, but I wasn't as muscular as I when I get muscular, I get fucking you don't even know. Did you look up how much glenbuterol is?
Call glenbuterol.
I can't look it up on this computer. You have to give me some time.
No, not computer, buterol. Glenbuterol. All right. Well,
ooh, I'm hungover.
We have to wrap this one up somewhat soon. I have to get over to a funeral in Jersey. Oh, I hate funerals. I hate them.
In Ireland, they're great because there's always lots of sandwiches. I'm really hungry, but anyway.
I know. Me too.
An Irish funeral sounds fun. Is it like P.S. I Love You?
Yeah, a lot of drinking, a lot of sandwiches, a lot of food.
I like that.
A lot of storytelling. It's kind of like, and then you have to stay with the bhaji. Someone has to, you have to take turns. The body can't be alone while it's in the house.
Wait, at any point?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Oh, man. It was like, wasn't there a contest? Like where they had to,
where they had to touch
a
car?
Yeah.
Last one to touch the body gets the will.
Yeah. What was that?
Dude, that would be such a good movie. Everyone got one hand
That's
on the coffin.
That's a funny comedy movie.
Shit.
It's Grandpa's body.
Well, there was... There's great movies involving dead bodies. Obviously, Weekend at Bernie's. That was one of my mom's favorite movies. My mom loved Weekend at Bernie's.
She cosplayed it.
Yeah, she really did. Dude, that was like her fucking... And I remember I saw Weekend at Bernie's 2.
No, she likes spending the weekend at Bernie's, Lewis.
Weekend at Bernie's 2 came out when I was like maybe 9 or 10 years old. And I saw it in camp. And it was such an inappropriate movie for like little kids to go see. They just didn't give a fuck back then. It was awesome.
Have you guys seen Waking Ned?
Waking Ned.
It's on Netflix. It's an Irish movie, but watch it. It's really good. It's where the guy dies, but he wins the lottery. So they just have to keep bringing around his dead body and being like, he's fine. So they can claim the lottery ticket.
Yeah, similar thing. Or Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Where they fuck. Well, they just get rid of the body pretty quick. Yeah. All right. Look, this has been a fun show. This has been. A lot of times people will be like, dude, don't have women on. They're not funny. You're talented. You know, or at least cut their mics. But this time, I feel like you guys were pretty good almost the whole time.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
Girl
you.
Power, man. That's yeah. I'm very female positive lately. Lewis SJW Gomez is the new thing. I'm
Lewis SJW
I am.
Gomez.
I'm an SJW, man. I'm really fighting for the rights of women's reproductive organs.
Did you say the rights of women's reproductive
Only white reproductive
Wait,
organs.
What about my reproductive? You wanted
I'm
to work?
I'm fighting for your, the rights of your reproductive organs.
Why are they taking them away?
I'm ready to fucking fight for it. Either way.
They can take mine away.
You know what? fucking back them up. We're selling Katie Boyle's reproductive organs on merchpump.com, podcastmerch.com.
Cool.
You can buy Katie's uterus.
Irish, you think, baby. Spoon started at Spooks?
What? What's a spook?
Spoon the spook.
Spelled it wrong.
All right, goodbye. We love you guys.
That's all, folks.